There are millions of people that are enslaved around the world. Australia is not an exception, with most Australians having no idea that modern slavery exists locally.
It's a $150 billion industry affecting around 30 million people worldwide. And while you may have heard of the sex slave trade, you may not know that there are ever-increasing numbers of people around the world who are being trafficked into forced labour, including right here in Australia. And it's not just slaves in Australia who are supporting your lifestyle. From the clothes you wear, to the computer you use, to the food you eat, somewhere along the line it's possible slavery has been used. Today is the first United Nations World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, and the Salvos want you to commit to help end slavery. Jenny Stanger is National Manager of the Salvos' new initiative, the Freedom Partnership to End Modern Slavery.
Slavery can happen in a whole range of industries, and if people are being exploited, that's your biggest indicator. But if there's coercion, force, threats, or violence involved in maintaining that exploitation, you may be looking at a situation that rises to that slavery crime. So we've got the challenge to get the word out, to make sure that the community knows what to look for and who to call for help.
What kind of industries or products are we talking about here that could be implicated or have been implicated in slavery?
Seafood, cotton, shoes, sports balls, a lot of things that we use every day. And look, we don't think people should have to feel guilty about everything that they're purchasing. We think that consumers really need to get involved in this discussion and in pushing government, community, and business to work together to create these slave-free supply chains. We're really pushing the fair trade mark at the moment because we think that's the best thing out there so far. But it's important for people to remember that there's been many attempts to create auditing and certification programs in supply chains. Those are voluntary efforts, and I think we may be moving towards a time where we really need to be rethinking whether or not there should be some mandatory efforts made.
Do you mean some kind of way in which the Australian government regulates
that
we can't import goods where there has been slavery implicated?
That's right, that there's some kind of slavery-free guarantee so that when people go to the shop, they can have some confidence that the dollars they're spending aren't contributing to the suffering of another person somewhere in the supply chain.
It might be shocking for people to think that we don't have that kind of regulation.
Yeah, well, I think that's an outcome of globalization for the last, 30, 40 years, and for the deregulation of a lot of aspects of production. There are people at the bottom end of it who are really suffering, and I think if we could actually see those people, it would affect us deeply. It would affect our behaviour, it would affect how we spend money.
Jenny Stanger, National Manager of the Salvos' new initiative, the Freedom Partnership to End Modern Slavery. So exactly who are the people who end up as slaves in Australia? Jennifer Byrne is the Director of the Anti-Slavery Australia organisation at UTS in Sydney.
The kinds of cases that we know about so far have involved a commercial hospitality. So that might be a cook in a restaurant, women and men in domestic servitude, forced labour in a home environment, for instance. There's reports of people working in the rural and regional part of Australia doing some of the seasonal work. They also may be subject to exploitation that is so extreme that it is, in fact, criminal exploitation.
Really, how is that happening, though, Jennifer? How are they actually being brought into the country and then end up in a situation of slavery?
Well, that's the thing. We now have new law in Australia that came in last year, and it's absolutely clear that the new law of servitude and forced labour speaks about a condition of exploitation, and in fact any person might be subject to that very extreme form of exploitation. It could be a citizen, for instance, or a permanent resident. So it's not always a person who's been brought into Australia. A number of the cases that we know about, though, have involved visa holders, perhaps student visa holders, or working holiday makers, or even chefs who have a special expertise, who have been sponsored to work in a kitchen. One of the recommendations that we keep making is fairly basic, but it is to make sure that every person who's coming into Australia knows about the kinds of protections that are available here. And it's especially important in the area of work, because the line between a bad job and slavery can be quite fine.
In regard to slavery in supply chains, that's a lot harder to identify. And we don't yet have any kind of legislation in this country about banning the import of goods where slavery has been identified in that supply chain. Is that something that you think there needs to be urgent action on?
There has to be a focus on ethical supply chains. And this is an absolutely critical issue, one where there has been some focus by some groups in Australia on using specific products, such as the chocolate industry, for example. But of course, you know, our world is beyond chocolate, and we need really to be able to make sure that everything that we are engaging with in Australia, the clothes that we're wearing, the products that we're buying, the services that we're engaging with are free of slavery, of forced labour. And so that focus is absolutely critical.
How much of that is the responsibility of the individual businesses, and how much of that is the responsibility of government, where we should perhaps have some legislative framework around the import of goods where there is slavery identified in that supply chain?
Catherine, this is really the big issue, and you've hit the nail on the head, of course. So, you know, what is the role of government? What is the role of business and of the consumer? I would think that there needs to be some kind of response that incorporates both legislative change, clearer directions to companies about what is required of them in terms of corporate social responsibility, and also a lot of thinking from consumers. What can we as consumers do to make sure that companies really are endeavouring to achieve a slavery-free supply chain?
Associate Professor Jennifer Byrne, the Director of Anti-Slavery Australia at the University of Technology, Sydney. And if you'd like to do something, the Salvos are asking you to take a pledge to end slavery as part of their Freedom Partnership launch today. We'll put a link to the campaign on our website, thewire.org.au.